A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. But when he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Then Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and said that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover, and they told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. The Gospel of the Lord. "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." Jesus exclaims this to the royal official as well as to the crowd who had probably gathered only in hopes of witnessing something dramatic and sensational. Within this beautiful gospel story we are given today, we see desperation and suffering, but through that, there is hope and God's love. Now, no one gets through life without plenty of suffering, so we can all identify with the man whose son is dying. When he heard that Jesus was in Cana, he rushed from Capernaum, some 20 miles away, to ask healing for his son. He was a man of great importance in the court of Herod, so he must have had to swallow his pride and really humble himself before Jesus, a simple peasant carpenter. He was also persistent and refused to be discouraged with Jesus' blunt statement that people would not believe unless they witnessed miracles. Here was a man who surrendered his pride, his self-image of importance, and possibly even his royal position out of his love for his son and because he believed in what Jesus could do. Our story ends with, "And he and his whole household came to believe." His family and servants believed and were transformed upon witnessing not just the healing of the boy, but also through the newfound faith and example of the head of their household. Like this man, are we willing to surrender arrogance, ego, and self-centered agendas? Are we willing to relinquish the false images we present to the world in order to maintain control, recognition, and importance? In order to know God more deeply, we know we must die to ourselves, one small step, one day at a time. To believe and to be transformed demands the daily surrender of who we think we are to God. This is not easy. It is often painful, difficult, lonely. But paradoxically, it is the path to the freedom and joy of befriending the Lord. We can only give back to God the person God has created us to be, the person we really, really are. And that is all God truly wants from us. So, do we want to be merely amongst the crowd looking only for the sensationalism of signs and wonders? Or do we accept the most difficult challenge of our lives? Will we let go and die to ourselves? With God, all things are possible. So help us, Lord, to completely surrender ourselves to you.